Good morning. Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. And I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program. And today we're going to be speaking about a very special event taking place this weekend. You won't want to miss it because it actually starts today. And we are speaking about the New Life Expo. And we have three guests scheduled today, Alan Steinfeld, Andrew Kane, and Mark Becker. Mark Becker is the founder of the New Life Expo, which is in its 27th year. And he also founded the Serenity Natural Healing Center back in 1975. And that was New York City's first non-religious yoga center. Andrew Kane is founder and executive producer of We the World's Planet Heart Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration, which in 2017 will be the 10th anniversary and an ambassador for peace. He is also a vibrational sound channel healer, singer, soul writer, and vibrational poet, sharing his gift to be a connector and transmitter for world peace and unity consciousness, which this year marks 20 years ago when he was activated with channeling, telepathy, clairessence, and other metaphysical gifts, as well as receiving higher dimensional frequencies of galactic sound channeling, music chant songs, and sacred poetry, all connected to the theme of oneness and peace. His name, Andrew Kane, is scrambled, if scrambled, is the acronym spelled Reawakened, which he feels is his true soul name, and that is Reawakened Andrew Kane. Reawakening others to remember who we are. We are all one heart beating with Earth Mother Gaia, and all living creatures and plants. He is also a vocal graduate of LaGuardia High School of Music and Art, which was known for the movie Fame, and has been singing since age 11. And joining Andrew is Alan Steinfeld. He is a writer, filmmaker, acupuncturist, and host of the popular television program, New Realities. And he has been investigating metaphysics and spiritual consciousness for the past 25 years. His idea is to bring forth new ideas and new paradigms that harness new realities for the unfoldment of our evolving selves. New Realities has been the leading edge new consciousness cable program broadcast from New York for the last 12 years. The series is hosted and produced by Alan Steinfeld and simulcast around the world on the internet at MNN.org. He has been a longtime speaker and moderator of panels at the New Life Expo, and the host to many events around the country. And his website is newrealities.com. I want to say hello and welcome to both Andrew and Alan. Mark is not on the line yet. Hopefully he can break himself away from the expo before we are complete with our program. But I'm very happy to welcome you both, Andrew and Alan.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. So it's so great to have you here. And the New Life Expo actually starts tonight. And it would be great if we could just start off with a little bit about the expo. So maybe, Andrew, you can just talk a little bit in general, and then Alan, talk a bit about what the expo is and what people will be able to experience there.
Okay. So, Andy, are you going to start then? Is that it?
Oh, sure. The New Life Expo is taking place this weekend at the Hotel Pennsylvania at 401 7th Avenue at 33rd Street. That's across from Penn Station. And there's going to be at least over 100 exhibitors and 100 speakers. There's going to be workshops and panels and performances and free lectures. This expo is just amazing. There's a lot of different, you know, speakers and, you know, all these things that are happening, and it just gives it's a great opportunity to actually also meet different people. So, yeah, Alan can add to that.
Yeah, Alan, I know that you've been involved for many years, so maybe you can give a little context to the New Life Expo and the various things that people can participate in there.
Yes, for me, it's a community event. It's a place where people who are seeking spiritual awareness, better health for their body, and awakening their minds, all come together to hear the latest in what the research and advances in those fields of body, mind, spirit are happening. So you're hearing these great speakers, but you're also meeting like-minded people that form, for me, really the foundation of this evolving culture that you're a part of, Catherine, Andrew, and Mark's been creating here in New York for the last 25 years. So it's a really exciting event twice a year, and I always look forward to it because of the networking, because of the community, because of what I learn from the speakers, and also for having a chance to share what I've learned from all the people I've interviewed around the country. And it's a very exciting time. I recommend anyone who's interested in any form of mind, body, spirit improvement to go, because you're not going to find another resource in New York with the same opportunity. So, and a couple of panels happening. I'm hosting the Strange Universe panel, which allows really out there ideas that really can't be heard anywhere else to come forward. I know Stephen Popiatek is always on that panel, and he has some very interesting interdimensional ideas, and as well as I'm also hosting the UFO panel, which is a little different than the Strange Universe panel because it focuses more on extraterrestrial contact. And I'm really excited this year to have one of the major researchers in the field on the panel, Richard Dolan. Richard Dolan is probably one of the top UFO experts. He's written a book called UFOs in a National Security State, where he went through 50 years of government documents proving there is a cover-up to the whole extraterrestrial phenomena, whole UFOs, Roswell, Area 51. It's all in government documents if you dig deep enough. And I think this week's WikiLeaks leak from John Podesta, who's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, relating to his interest in UFOs, will also be a topic on the panel. So I recommend people coming down for all of it, all 3 days, and just having fun and soaking in the information.
Exactly. And it does start today, which is pretty cool. And it goes, from the 21st to the 23rd. And then there are other events that take place from the 24th to the 26th, I think it is. So there's a lot going on. I'll give out the information at the end as well. But for people who want to find out more, you can call 516-897-0900, 516-897-0900. And it is the newlifeexpo.com. You could go to the website and check out all the events, and you could even download information with all the exhibitors and speakers. So you can get connected and participate. And I would say that it would be great for you to come come in tonight, today, because I will be speaking there, as well as my guest, Andrew Kane, will be speaking tonight. So I would like to, I want to go a little bit deeper into this conversation, because both of you have had a life of work in this world of spirituality, metaphysics, consciousness, and really evolution of humanity. So I want to give a little bit more context to this, because it's more than just an event where you go and look at great things and do shopping or whatever it is that you do, but there really is an opportunity for people to connect, to learn, to evolve, to expand their consciousness as well. So, Andrew, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you're doing as Awakened Kane.
Thank
Reawakened
you.
Reawakened Kane.
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, I feel, you know, that, you know, this journey that I've been on, it's been very interesting, because it's been allowing me to basically get inside my soul. It's like getting connected to a higher realm of, like, being. I mean, I feel that, you know, the work that I do is I've been downloaded with all these beautiful poems that are all about peace and oneness, and they also get songs, and they channel these sounds, and they're all connected to unity consciousness. And it seems to be that the talk of the town these days is a little bit more about understanding more about oneness and not being separated. And I feel that, you know, the work that I've been doing, or the work that I feel my mission is really about connecting our hearts, really getting connected to our hearts and going deep. You know, in meditation is so much more acceptable these days, and that's a really good thing, because more and more people are waking up. And, you know, I don't think you can wake up without going within. And the gifts that I've been bestowed, and we all have them. We just, some of us have not been tapped yet, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I'm no different than you, and you're no different than me. We're one. You know what I mean? We all have capacity to really access higher new realities, which Alan, you know, talks about and interviews many different amazing people. I feel that it's really important to go within, and that's where the gold is, and that's when we can really access, you know, higher realms and really be feeling connected to not only us as a human being, but us connected to the Mother Gaia. Because I mean, these times are a little bit crazy, but you know it's exciting times. But I mean, with what's going on with the election and everything like that, it's a little stressful too. But I mean, at the same time, most for me personally, I think it's most important to really get grounded and get connected to Mother Earth, and really feel our connection to all of the animals and plants, and know that we're really not separate. And the music, the sounds, the poetry that I have, that I share, is really, it's all one theme. There's no difference, like a lot of the poems and songs may seem similar. That's because I'm trying, that's my mission, is to just focus on unity consciousness and oneness. So it's just really, it's really beautiful energy that I bring out. And other people, there's many other people that are more doing, you know, this kind of work. And I think it's really important. I think it's really important to get connected. I really think it's really important to feel the vibrational frequency, because we're multidimensional. And I think that a place like the New Life Expo is a good place to go, as Alan was saying, because you can be networking and feeling like you're home. You know what I mean? Not feeling separate. Because when you're in New York City, it could be a little bit challenging. So, yeah.
Well, that's true. And especially for those of us who have a level of awareness that expands beyond the what's right in front of us, our physical reality goes much deeper into our spiritual reality. And once we are connected in that, it goes much deeper into multidimensionality. And I think what people can realize about the work that you're doing is that when you are channeling your music and this vibrational energy is coming through, that it really is actually an energy that can be transformative for the people who are listening to it or who are in the room. So it's not just the voice, it's not just the message that's coming through, but there is an actual energy coming through. And so when people are sitting and communing in that way, and you're sharing this vibrational song, it's something that goes much deeper than the ears. It goes into the body, it goes into the heart, it helps to uplift people's vibrational resonance to connect with the concept that's being delivered. And these concepts are coming to us ultimately from the source. They're higher vibrational concepts of evolution, of transcendence. And so I think that what you're doing is a really terrific service to people. And I just want to remind everyone that you can visit with Andrew and have this experience tonight. I believe it'll be at 9 p.m. at the New Life Expo. And so it'll be a great thing, I think, for you to experience if you make it to the event tonight. But remember, it's 3 days. There'll be a lot going on. And Alan, I would love for you to chime in and give us a little bit more depth on your whole journey, this metaphysical journey, because I have been watching your videos on the internet for years. You've been doing this certainly even longer than I have, and I've been doing it for a while. And, you know, and I remember in the beginning looking at your videos and learning from them. And then I've seen this progression that you have evolved as well through this process. So maybe share a bit of that you're doing as well, that you've experienced.
Well, thank you, Catherine. I really enjoyed listening to you and Andy talk about your progression, because I felt, wow, we are all moving forward to a greater understanding together. So we've all been around this kind of work and realize there are levels of understanding, there's levels of consciousness and vibration that we're interacting with, that we're awakening to. And that's sort of been my journey, coming from a pretty normal household on Long Island and having experiences that I couldn't explain, like out-of-body experiences, lucid dreaming, deep levels of meditation. And I didn't find answers for any of that in the normal channels, on television. Nobody was talking about that, for sure. And even in education, religious institutions, books, I couldn't find any material until actually I listened to WBAI, and I mean, which I know you're on, and some of the alternative mm-hmm. media. Then I started to find answers to phenomena and experiences that weren't explainable anywhere else. And they couldn't understand why this was not more mainstream, because I would talk to people and some people would have unusual experience. Some people would have UFO sightings. Some people would have, visions of higher realities or see auras. And I did not understand why this was not talked about. I mean, it wasn't a bad thing. It was just, in a way, suppressed. It was hidden. And so because I had these experiences, I sort of made it my mission to bring this out to the public the best way I could, that these experiences are real. You're not a freak for having this. It's not unusual. It transcends all races, religion, countries. People everywhere are accessing these higher alternate realities, and even more now, and I think this is really important, why something like a New Life Expo is vital to attend, because it seems like, and this is just my understanding and having talked to other people, that the vibratory rate, the vibration of the earth itself and these earth bodies are increasing its frequency, and we're actually, the veil between the worlds is thinning, and we're actually accessing in an easier way these other realities, these new realities. I mean, everybody knows what channeling is. You know, more and more people are having UFO sightings, near-death experiences are common, but also commonly known. It's not like they are being pushed to the side the way they have been in the past. I mean, I did an amazing interview, I thought, with Anita Morjani, who wrote a book called Dying to Be Me. You can see that on my YouTube, New Realities. But she talked about going to the other side. I mean, dying. She was, and coming back and feeling the love and having an experience where all the illness, all the disease in her body disappeared basically overnight, because she changed what she thought of herself after this near-death experience. She went to the other side, came back, and she realized she was never living the life that she needed to for herself. She was living for everyone else, and her body started to, you know, collapse on her that way. And when she realized that she was here to first live her joy, her passion, and when she started to do that, her body changed, shifted overnight. I mean, there's other reasons people have near-death experience or, you know, don't have them, but for her, that was a revelation. It was a revelation to her doctors. So these phenomena are being talked about more publicly because we're realizing we're part of a spiritual universe. The spirit is who we are. And it's a very exciting time for all of it. That makes sense. So, I mean, I could go on because I know you're part of this movement, Kathy. Yes, you've been an inspiration to me, too, with your Heart of Mind programs and getting great guests on all your programs and being a seeker and a finder. You know, my mother say, what are you being a seeker for? Because we're finding. It's not just seeking. It's finding, you know. There's
exactly.
Things out there that answer our questions, that make sense when you break outside of the mechanistic material world paradigm. And really, this is what's exciting now, that we are coming together as a planetary civilization with things like the internet, of course, that one of my guests, Bruce Lipton, said is the nervous system of humanity. So we're joining together in a collective consciousness that is evolving the whole species in unison, in a sense. You know, there's no more hiding in this culture. This is things like WikiLeaks is showing. You can't say something or like a private conversation on a bus and not expect the world to hear it. We have to be really impeccable at this time because of the media. Look at what the police are doing in some cases. You know, their crimes are being exposed because it is a time for real transparency, for being, even in your private time, as impeccable as we can with our speech, our words, our behavior, because the world needs impeccability in public and in private. And it's also an uplifting vibration. You know, you could talk one way in public and another way in private. It's not raising a vibration. But if we are true to ourselves, true to our own thoughts, it's not just speaking, but, you know, it's how we speak to ourselves that affect our vibration, then we will uplift ourselves and the frequency of humanity in general. You know what I mean?
I absolutely know what you mean, and it is, it's very true, because there are two things that are taking place. One is the transformation of the world in which we live. We're in the this cosmic belt that is really lifting the vibration of the planet, and a lot of the chaos that we see, the increasing chaos, is the releasing of that chaos from the deepest recesses of the human shadow. And a lot of this is coming up for us to deal with. And I think that we see it in the world, but we also experience it inside of our own bodies, our own personal histories. And sometimes we get a little confused about how we're to deal with this. We think something is going wrong. We think we're digressing, we're decompensating, we're going backwards. But in reality, we are finishing the job of cleaning up the old manifestation of the toxic third dimensional realm, and we are reestablishing ourselves and actually creating the new world in which we're going to live in this new millennium. So we are in a transitional stage, and even the Aztec Mayan predictions have a period of from 2012 to 2025 in which there's going to be great chaos and transformation. And I think that the work that we are all doing, what people can connect to at the New Life Expo, is kind of like figuring and learning how to anchor into, as Andrew said, into the earth, which is really driving this transition. And when we're anchored into the earth and we understand that we are the earth, we are a manifestation of it, then we can begin to move with more grace through this period. We can release and heal from our own bodies the toxic debris that's coming up from our past, from past lives, from old wounds, from childhood confusion. All of these things are coming up for review and release. So rather than what usually happens, we die, we go into a review, then we're reborn, we're actually going through this process in our lives as a part of the living experience. So we are having a review right now culturally for all of humanity and individually. And so I think it's even more important now to make these connections, to understand what's happening, to learn how to get through it, to have assistance in getting through this. And that's really the kind of networking and experience that the New Life Expo will provide for people. So I really do want to invite you to attend. I will be there tonight, I think at 9 p.m. for those people who want to check that out. Andrew Kane will also be there tonight.
What are you talking about, Catherine? What are you talking about at your lecture?
Well, this is what I'll be talking about, is really identifying, you know, on a personal level, how to navigate where we are right now, and to have an understanding that when these issues come up, they also come up with a vibrational signature. So if we dwell on the past, if we're dwelling on grief, if we're dwelling on shame, if we're dwelling on these things, we begin to lock ourselves into that low vibrational pattern. So what I'll be talking about is vibrational intelligence, how to recognize that it's coming up, it's coming through, recognize a low vibrational pattern, and what tools to use, as an anecdote to that, to release it summarily from your system, lift ourselves back into our signature vibration so that we can move up the ladder vibrationally. Because when you're doing that, you begin to reflect that vibration into the field around you, and it also attracts to you more unified vibrational experiences. So you begin to meet people that match. You begin to have abundance that matches your own vibrational abundance. So it's about releasing, allowing the old to come up, learning how to let it go, reestablishing the vibrational signature so that we can recreate the world that we want to create. So that's what I'll be speaking of this evening. And I do know
great.
That, yeah, go ahead.
No, I really appreciate that, because vibrational signature is a great way of saying that, of putting that into an understanding, because that's where we're moving into. We're moving out of the world of understanding we're matter into understanding that we're energy and vibration. So I'm thank you. I'm going to listen. I'm going to come.
And so also this evening at 9 o'clock, Unfortunately, we have where Andrew and I are doing our talks at the same time. But I promise you, if I were assigned at the same time, I would be at Andrew's event, because what he is offering people is an opportunity to just sink into that higher frequency vibration. And so for people who are engaged, sorry about that siren, but for people who are engaged in healing processes, for people who are engaged in really aligning into the earth and uplifting that vibration, I really do highly recommend your lecture, Andrew. So maybe you could, Andrew, come in again and tell people about how this work that you've been doing has helped you lift your vibration and bring you to a more expanded level of understanding.
Thank you, Kathy. I would say that it definitely has enhanced my being and enhanced my ability to really be feeling more connected. I've been writing some songs in the past year or so, and they're really it's really the connection. It's really connecting and feeling like I'm not alone, because I know that a lot of people are feeling, you know, alone at sometimes. You know, it's like, you know, maybe they're having an experience themselves and they don't know what's happening, you know, because as we've been talking about, there's so much transformation that are happening and people are having these different experiences. They might feel alone, but let me tell you, you are not alone. We're all having different kinds of multidimensional experiences, UFO or whatever it is that allows us to be in that frequency that makes us realize that we're, you know, a little bit more than just a human. for me, it's allowed me to be more centered in terms of feeling like the frequency and the vibrations of higher dimensions allows me to just feel constantly. It's a permanent state of oneness that I have gotten 20 years ago. You know, this awareness, this connection has always been with me, you know, these past 20 years. And it's not something I haven't been able to, I would say maybe 5-10 years ago, I wasn't able to explain it very well. People didn't really get me. They're like, what? But I mean, like Monday, I think it's Monday, October 24th is Global Oneness Day. And there's like all these luminaries, like Deepak Chopra is going to be part of it. And all these amazing speakers are going to be part of Neil Donald Walsh and Global Oneness Day. So oneness is like, you know, more acknowledged. And that's just been my state. It's been my state. And it's a wonderful vibrational frequency, because it's just the connection. And you know, even when I'm, you know, going through stuff because I'm human and going through hard times or whatever it is, or things that aren't going right, I still have that state. You know, I still can go back to that, you know, energy, and it's just an energy, you know, and we're all connecting to this energy in different ways, because we're again, vibrational frequency is everywhere, because everything is a vibration, everything is music. Music is just, I feel that music is like the opening to our connection to, you know, everything. I mean, to who our true self is. Music is powerful, so powerful. And the vibrational music and sound healing, and just to me, music is just everything. And I feel that, you know, being singing all these years, music is so important to me, but I also feel that music is it. You know, music is the gateway to heaven. Music is the gateway to all of the higher realms and all of our who we truly are. So,
I think that there's a lot of truth to that, because if you think in terms of all of us being vibrational beings, we are actually music. We don't necessarily have the capacity to hear the sound that every human being makes, but we all have a sound and we all have a tenor and tone to our voice that has an impact. That's part of who we are. So I really do understand what you're saying. I'm going to play one of your pieces in a few minutes, but I would love for you to also Just maybe in the next minute or two, tell people a little bit about the fact that, well, it's not just the music you're also bringing through poetry. You've written a whole book that's going to be published soon, but you also are really connecting to an intelligence, a consciousness. Can you give us a sense of what that is?
Do you want me to actually do it? It's better to actually do it as opposed to talking about it. It's a higher...
Yeah, I think it would be... talk about it, then we're going to play your piece, Light at the End of the Tunnel.
Oh, that's a song. Yeah, the frequencies that I... I'm sorry, the question that you're asking me is what again? Sorry.
About the intelligence that you're connecting to.
Yes.
What part of you?
The intelligence that I'm connected to is just of higher dimensional frequencies. It's higher dimensions. It comes through, when I get the sounds, it comes through up towards my crown chakra, and mm-hmm. I can feel the energy come through me, and when I'm channeling and when I'm bringing in sounds, I can feel this like it's like a pulse, and mm-hmm. I and I'm completely awake. I'm conscious, completely conscious, and it's just I don't know where it goes, but it just comes through me. And what I do is when I bring in the sounds, like melodies, often what happens mm-hmm. this has been happening over the past 2 years now, where I'll actually get a melody that comes through me that's galactic. I call it intergalactic kirtan, because I feel that, you know, some of the sounds I bring in, I allow the audience to call and respond so they can actually get the frequency that I'm getting. And then what I do is when I get these sounds that come through me, like, for example, I'll get a melody, and sometimes I'll get this galactic sound, and I'll actually turn it into a full song. And I've done that for about 15 songs now, 10, 15 songs, where I'll get the melody. And I, you know, when I'm channeling, I don't always get songs, right? But sometimes when I get a galactic sound, it repeats. Like sometimes I'll be on the subway, I'll be walking mm-hmm. down the subway, and I'll get a sound. I'm like, oh, I got to get my recording, because I might lose it, you know. So I record it on my phone, and then sometimes when I do that, I'll go home, or even when I'm on the subway, I'll completely sing the melody in my head. I'll write the whole song out. And I'll translate that actual sound into a song, which is really beautiful. So it's like I'm incorporating this sound that I'm getting into a song. And then other times when I'm channeling and I'm doing call and response, actually the sounds I'm getting, I turn it into English so that it's transferable, so people can actually relate to the sounds more. And it's all peace and oneness, and feel your heart, feel your soul, and it's just really... That's really kind of like an overview.
Okay, so we're going to hear this song that you created, Light at the End of the Tunnel. And then I believe that's the one I sent, but I did send something. We're going to play that. And then we're going to take a little station break, and then we'll come back. So if both of you could stand by, we will mm-hmm. hear a bit of this music, and then we'll be back.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. Find hope, breathe in, see me, breathe out. We're on that path to the light. The story you tell comes deep from within. We tend to let it out. What we must do is create and explore a new story untold for the light. What you seek, you sow. What you say, you ignite. How you move will take flight. It's time for the light to shine from within. Let the world know who you are. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. Find hope, breathe in, see me, breathe out. We're on that path to the light. Don't give up and find hope. In the dark, find the light. You are not alone.
Find a time to reflect on all that's been done and wash away your fears. No more time to waste all the stories you've held. It's time to shine your light. Shine your light, come out of the dark. Come out, I see you. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. Find hope, breathe in, see me, breathe out. We're on that path to the light. Your heart is pure, no stories at hand. All there is light. The mind is vast and it's time to set free from the noise that's been riding your ship. You are the captain and I am your mate. Together we'll sail to the light. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. Find hope, breathe in, see me, breathe out. We're on that path to the light. We're on that path to the light. Set free. We're on that path to the light. Break free. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the core of your heart. Shine your light.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from Progressive Voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and I'm the host of What Women Must Know, every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. As a naturopathic doctor and psychotherapist, I am always seeking the latest solutions to help you rejuvenate and regenerate your body, mind, and spirit. So join me, Dr. Cheryl, and my inspiring guests, authors, health practitioners, and wise elders to empower yourself by expanding your knowledge about your health and your hormones and to gain fresh new perspectives on life. That's What Women Must Know every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, it's Paul Cavalcante, host of The Vinyl Experience, bringing you a new spin on a classic technology that just keeps getting bigger. Vinyl records are in, and The Vinyl Experience is the original radio show that tells their backstory, one revolution at a time. Join me Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on PRN.FM and anytime in the archives.
Crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
The Vinyl Experience on PRN.FM.
Progressive Radio Network, information for the independent mind.
And welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. This is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, and my guests this program are Andrew Kane and Alan Steinfeld. And we've been speaking about the New Life Expo, which actually starts today. For those of you who want to find out more, please go to the website, newlifeexpo.com, and you'll be able to find out quite a lot about what's happening over the next 3 days. There'll be many speakers. There are going to be workshops. There are going to be concerts. There are going to be lectures. A lot of it is free. Some of it you pay a little extra for. There's the entry fee, and then you pay a little extra if you want to go to those extra special events. And then you can just have a full weekend immersing yourself into these new realities that Alan has been speaking of and has been sharing with us throughout his work, in his career, in his life. And we have the beautiful music of Andrew, the channeled energetic vibration that comes through in words, in music, and in the combination of these songs. So I want to give you each a chance to come back in and share a little bit more, give maybe a final comment as we're coming towards the close. So, Andrew, why don't you come in again and just offer what you'd like to say to people and remind everyone how they can connect with you.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. My website, just if anybody wants to reach out to me, is www.reawakened.com, which is R-E-A-W-A-K-E-N-N-D. It's like the word reawakened, except it's N-N-D at the end. And I'll be speaking at the New Life Expo tonight at 9 p.m. And you can reach out to me also on Facebook. You can find me.
Okay, that sounds great.
And just the one thing is that I honor the divinity in each one of those. Everybody's listening, and I just say that to all of you that, you know, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, just know that whatever you're doing, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through is okay, and that know that you're not alone.
Excellent. And Ellen, maybe you would want to share a final thought. And I know you're doing a lot of stuff around, exposure I don't really call them UFOs, I call them star families, star beings, but you know, a lot of disclosure is tied to ascension, or that's what people believe. So maybe you want to give a word about that as well.
Right. Well, on November 11th, 11/11, I'm doing something called the Alien Mind and Wisdom Summit, which is a way where people can come together and share their downloads of information that they're getting from beyond this earth plane. I think the brain, the human brain, is an incredible receiver and sender of information, of knowledge. It can send a signal and receive a signal from other dimensions. Basically, we are interdimensional beings, and people are realizing this, and channeling, like Andy's talking about, has become becoming popular because people are realizing that they have access to these other dimensions. So I think it's important people come out of the closet and start to share this information together so we can get a picture of these other worlds, that interface with ours, that indigenous people for millennia have known about, but the Western mind has shut down. So in order to realize who we really are as human beings, we have to allow the frequencies of thought and the receivership of our brain to engage these other realities in a conscious, sober, intelligent way. I mean, there's a lot of people who might be doing some of this but aren't grounded in the reality that we live in a 3D world as well as these other worlds. So I think given that, and we can allow people to come and speak freely about what's coming to them, I think is the most exciting thing that we can do collectively as an evolving spiritual culture. And I'm always curious when somebody says to me they've had this awakening or they've received this download. Or I just met this woman last night at a restaurant who said she had this ball of light come to her and she was freaked out by it, but she's adjusting to it. So there's a lot of strange, unusual, amazing things happening at this time of awakening, and it is a time of awakening. And yes, you said it may look to some people like things are coming out, dark times, but yes, it's a shedding of everything that hasn't been right about this culture, mm-hmm. and a realization of our true human potential and where we can go as a planetary civilization, because it's only when we come together in a coherent fashion and in a peaceful way will we really make contact with other planetary civilizations. No one really wants to visit here if they think they're going to be shot down. So they have to come in a hidden way, or in a way that people can adjust to this. But it's once we realize who we are as a unified humanity, and once we realize our potential as higher dimensional beings, then we are no longer isolated and even, kind of cloistered away in our little corner of the universe. But we realize we're part of a much greater universal life. And this is what we need to realize if we're going to evolve humanity and it's a personal and collective evolution. And so we're at a time of awakening, ascension, people have called it, but it is probably the most exciting time we've ever had on planet Earth. And yes, all the junk is being exposed, all the darkness, all the greed, corruption, on all levels, and we're seeing people and ourselves for who we really are, and that's the test of this time. Can we endure it so we can make it through the other side and really live in a paradise which we were intended to live on planet Earth?
Excellent. And how can people get contact you if they want to find out more about the work that you're doing in general?
My website is newrealities.com. I have a really popular YouTube channel where I have 14 million hits about topics discussing this, and that's youtube.com/newrealities, R-E-A-L-I-T-I-E-S. And you can email me, of course, at newrealities@earthlink.net. I'm also on Facebook, Alan Steinfeld. And if you have any experiences, I'm very interested in hearing from people, because we need to come out and share what's happened to us. This is the only way a real transition in awakening will happen. So thank you for the opportunity, Catherine. I'll see you at the expo. Mm-hmm. And you, Andy, thank you for putting this together. Sorry Mark couldn't make it.
Yeah, well, I know how busy he is because it's opening today. And for people who would like to find out more, you can go to the newlifeexpo.com on the internet. And this is the 27th year of the New Life Expo on Friday today. It starts from 4:30 and goes till 10 p.m. Saturday, it goes from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. And Sunday, from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. And the New Life Expo is at the Hotel Pennsylvania in Manhattan, 401 7th Avenue. That's between 32nd Street and 33rd Street. So you will be able to go and enjoy all of these events. There's a lot to choose from. You can register right there at the door, so you could just go right in there and register, or you can go online and get all the information that you need at the newlifeexpo.com. For those of you who would like to connect with me, the host, Catherine, you can call if you didn't get any information or you need more. Give me a call, and my number is 347-480-1694, or you can email me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And if you need any of the guest information, you can go to the website prn.fm a little bit later. We're printing all of the links there on the Heart of Mind archive page. So I want to thank you all for joining me today and offer my gratitude to the Progressive Radio Network. And I invite all of you to tune in again next Friday morning for Heart of Mind Radio. Have a wonderful, blessed week.